This is the place to get up close and personal with the blues, just like this here.
What a nice way to open. With laughter at the end as well. Chris Bevington and his organisation, one of the most played albums this year in the UK, and that's called Cut and Run. The album came out earlier on this year, and it ain't easy. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. My throat's a little bit sore, but that's okay. We'll work it through. I hope your Christmas was as good as you hoped for. Lots of good food, lots of good drink, lots of good friendship, lots of laughter, all that kind of stuff. I've had a couple of emails from people saying, you don't do Christmas, Dave. It's not that I don't do Christmas. I enjoy being with friends and with good food and all that kind of stuff. I don't enjoy what the Brits do with Christmas, which is completely, to be fair, also the Americans do it too, which is commercialise it beyond the end of commercialisation, really. And it just going to the shops fills me with absolute dread. Anyway, it's all over. New Year is next, and then a brand new year, 2019. Well, all kinds of wonderful things will happen. What I've done for this week's show is gone back. As you may know, I also compile an annual, no, not an annual, a monthly chart for the most played albums on the UK DJs. And I also do an annual version, which is all put together apart from December's data, which has got to come in, of course, in a couple of days' time. But with 11 months of the year gone, I put the show basically around the most played artists by the UK DJs in the last 12 months. And what you hear over the next hour is some of those 12. Actually, oh, it's 13. I think it's about 13 now. We'll keep on playing anyway until we run out of time. So Chris Bevington, one of the most played in the year, and here is definitely one of the most played. The most played artist in 2018 here in the UK is this gentleman, Buddy Guy.
A drink. Too tired to listen. I'm too tired to think. You're starting on me, trying to pick a fight. First thing out of your mouth, why was you last night? Don't go there, baby. You better watch just what you say.
Nine years old, a good age to be, and that's his album which came out in the spring of this year, The Blues, is alive and well, and it was so popular on air and off air too, but it was one of the most played albums on, and the most played artist from any of the DJs here in the IBBA, the International Blues Broadcasters Association. I think the brain's going. It's Friday, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm running late. That's because I slept in this morning. I'm really sorry. Normally, when I do the look at the year behind, it's about 50-50, with girls and boys coming in equal. This year it's been more like 70-30, 60-40 for the boys. And some of the girl female blues names just don't appear at all, which is really odd. Okay, they haven't had an album out, which therefore means the DJs don't play them. But nevertheless, there are some notable names missing off the list. And you will see the list when it's published on January the 5th or thereabouts. I asked the boys to get their playlists in by the 3rd or 4th, but they're... quite a few of them are quite delayed. Here is one girl who has done well, though. Els Bailey, lots of albums and unplugged stuff coming out in the last year, and lots of airplays because of that. Here she is with Same Flame.
Stumbling around in the dark, we got blinded by a spark. Enough to scorch a cold heart, and that's how I found you. You and me like fire, dancing on a high wire, danger and desire. Can't tell between the two. Ashes rise through the night, and that was you and I, never looking down. Oh yeah, we're going up in a flash. What said you can't take back? Promises and a match burned us to the ground. It's a mixed emotion, a deadly potion. We're like Jekyll and Hyde.
In the top 10 of played artists of the year, and the leading female too, that's Els Bailey, who's had a hell of a year 2018, and I think 2019 is going to be even better for her. That's a track which has been on various albums over the course of the last couple of years. That's taken from the Unplugged album called Same Flame. Okay, she's in the top 10. You'll hear the full top 40 in about a week's time. Here's somebody who is number 2 after we've done Buddy Guy at number 1. It's only fitting that Buddy Guy, one of the fathers of the blues currently still playing, is followed at number 2 by one of the young kids on the blues coming through and very, very fast and taking no prisoners. From his album this year, Redemption, Joe Bonamassa, and Just Because You Don't Doesn't Mean You Should.
Thank you. you can, don't mean you should. You can, don't mean you should. Yeah!
Yeah, his latest album billed as contemporary blues, but it's called Redemption. Joe Bonamassa and Just Because You Can Don't Mean You Should. And it's Joe in fine style. I think he's had three albums released this year. The problem really is, it's a problem, not for Joe. If you want to go and see him, it's £100. That's an awful lot of money. And it just shows how unbalanced and in a sense how unfair the whole music industry in the blues field especially is, because Joe Bonamassa, £100, well, this band will come a lot less, but definitely worth every penny. Zoe Schwartz and the Blue Commotion, The Blues and I Should Have a Party, and here is a track which I played, I think I've already played once, but anyway, it's worth playing again. It's called Tell Me. Zoe, I love you. And Rob and the rest of the band. Blue Commotion, Zoe Schwartz, the album The Blues and I Should Have a Party. And there's a track called Tell Me. Back in the spring, early summer, when the album was being put together and before it was released, they had a T-shirt made. A very nice T-shirt too, showing Zoe in profile. Red boots, I think it was. But a very good, a very lovely T-shirt. And Zoe and Rob sent me a medium size. Now, it's been many years, 20, 30 years since I was a medium. And so I looked at it and thought, Zoe, thank you so much, but I'll never, ever wear it. Little did I know. As the summer came and my health sort of weakened a bit and I lost weight a bit until eventually about July of this year, I was able to wear the T-shirt. And it's lovely. Thank you, Zoe. Okay. My favourite album of the year, without a doubt, is this next one. And I think for many others too. He's Britain's leader's blues guy, without a doubt, I would say. And his new album is fabulous. Ian Siegel, All the Rage, and this is The Shit Hit.
Trouble. something going on. Well, it's sure giving me chills. Well, when the shit hits, yeah, I'm heading for the hill. Well, I should have seen it coming. I should have read the signs. People saying, I'm gonna look out for y'all. Shit hit. I'm heading back on the ground.
Half step, right? Just shaking, baby. Oh.
To a Baptist revival church when I was a kid. And I'm down for all religions. I love them all. I think there's always something wonderful you can find in everything.
I think we'll leave you there, Bette.
When I stumbled into that.
Because she's got a bit more chattering to do before she brings her next number. Okay, Beth Hart, live at the Royal Albert Hall from the spring of this year, and As Good As It Gets, and before that, the fabulous Ian Siegel. Okay, here's a guy who didn't make the top 40, and the reason why, really, is because his album didn't come out until later on this year, and so therefore only had 2 or 3 months' play, as opposed to a whole year's play. And yet he's a staple in the charts, so he's going to get played anyway. Eric Bibb from the album Global Griot, Brazos River Blues.
Just like to me. I looked at the sun was turning red. I looked at my partner, the man like to drop down dead.
Global Griot is the album, 2-CD set, Eric Bibb the artist and Brazos River Blues. Okay, here's another artist who didn't make the top 40 but nearly did, and again the reason why is because they only were discovered kind of thing in the middle of the year, and then their latest album Venom and Faith has really put the seal on it, so next year they will be huge in the UK charts, but didn't quite make it this year, but they're worth a play without a doubt. Larkin Poe from the album Venom and Faith, being out about 6 weeks now, 2 months perhaps, and here's California King.
Eternal afternoon, counting the bars of the cage, sun giving way to moon. Bad sleep cause minimum wage. California king size dreams in a twin bed. In a twin bed. I've got a funny feeling, something that I missed. I lost sight of my North Star. I've always been a big loser. Status quo so far in the year of the rooster. California king size dreams in a twin bed. Yeah, yeah. I've got a funny feeling, something that I miss. Feeling. I've got a funny feeling, something that I missed or misread. My feet are on the ceiling, running, but I can't get ahead. I've got a funny feeling, I've got a funny feeling. I've got a funny feeling, I've got a funny feeling. I've got a funny feeling, I've got a funny feeling. I've got a funny feeling, honey, is it all in my head?
Yay. Larkin Poe, Venom and Faith, lovely, lovely album. I love it to bits and played so many tracks so far, and there's more to come. And there's a track called California King. Okay, 42 minutes in, 20 minutes to go. Working our way through some of the albums that have been the most popular by the UK IBBA DJs. And this is one which has been out for most of the year, played most of the year, and deservedly so too. From New York, Sari Shaw, the album Never Say Never, and Back to L.A.
lucky one when we were wild and free. But I'm still here trying to be someone. You made it all the way back to LA. I spent my life trying to stay away. All my dreams are gone. Afraid to leave this place behind, to put my brave face on. You always knew.
Tweeting during the end of that, which I'm not quite sure where it comes from. Sammy Shaw, Never Say Never, the album, and Back to LA. Good friend of mine, Paul Long, DJ, leader of a band, leader of two bands, or at least members of two bands, fine mixer, all kinds of things. He got a strange version of the show last week, and I say he did because he contacted me to say it was really odd at the end of the track you played by the band The Writers Brothers. It seemed to cut away at the end and I lost some words and then it came back and so on. And I thought, that shouldn't happen because I just sat and did the show as normal last week. So I went to listen to mine and mine is absolutely perfect. Went to listen to it on air, sort of on the website, and that was absolutely perfect. And then thought, that's very odd. And so it could be there are two versions of last week's show floating around. One which is complete and one with a funny bit in the middle after I played The Riotous Brothers. If you've got a funny bit, I'm going to upload it all over again and see if we can get rid of that altogether. Sorry to all involved. Okay, from Sari Shaw to the only band we've got from the continent, actually, in our top 40. The Blues Bones out of Holland. No, I'm lying to you. Blues Bones out of Belgium. And the album Chasing Shadows, it's made the top 40. It's called Psycho Mind. Lives inside of me, it's trying to take up. Yay, Nico DeCock on vocals. The band of the Blues Bones. Their album came out in the summer called Chasing Shadows. And that's one of the top 40 of the played albums by the IBBA over the course of 2018. That's a track called Psycho Mind. Here's a guy who's been in the charts every year since I've been doing them. Not because he's particularly, well, you know, he is very prolific. Half Deaf Clutch releases an album every 3 or 4 months. He's very popular amongst the other DJs. We all like him. He's a lovely guy. And he makes some very radio playable stuff. So he's in the charts this year, as he should be. The album I'm taking this track from is called The Macabre Blues from 2016. And it's Haunted Home Blues.
Got spooks in the basement, got spooks in the hall, got spirits everywhere driving me up the wall. I can't get no sleep when things go bumping in the night. Voices whisper in the darkness, these apparitions gave me such a fright. But if it carries on much longer, I'm gonna leave my haunted home. Got spooks in the kitchen, all over the house, been trying everything just to keep them out. I called the preacher just to see what he could do. He said, I'm so sorry for you, son. These spooks have got a hold on you. And if it carries on much longer, you're gonna leave your haunted home. In the attic, they rattle and moan up there. Got sign on the door, say visitors, oh, beware. I can't get no sleep when things go bumping in the night. Voices whisper in the darkness, these apparitions gave me such a fright. If it carries on much longer, I'm gonna leave my haunted home. If it carries on much longer, I'm gonna leave my haunted home. If it carries on much longer, I'm gonna leave my haunted home.
Leave My Haunted Home, that's the Haunted Home Blues from Half Deaf Clutch, also a member of our top 40 of the most played artists of 2018. And that's almost it. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time. The voice has held out, but only just. If you want to send me an email, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. The website is also quite simple, ravenblues.co.uk. Everything you need to know is there. It's been a bit slow in being updated this last couple of weeks, but there have been reasons behind it. I think you'll find it's up to date as of now, just about. I'll be back in a week's time when it'll be a brand new year, new tracks to play, all kinds of other new wonderful things. Wherever you are, thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time, and I'll talk to you again in 2019. Whoa. Let's close with Taj Mahal and Keb Mo together, and this is their version of The Who's Squeeze Box. Have a great 7 days, and I'll talk to you next year.